A student of the Buddha should strictly abide by the laws of the nation, of society, and the moral codes, and discipline himself, herself, in the teachings of the Buddha. As our teacher, the Buddha himself took care of the old and sick, and was mindful and ever ready to help all beings in need. The Buddha's conduct showed unconditional compassion, setting a great example for us to follow. Life is short and fragile. Why not cultivate kindness instead of committing acts which cause harm to living beings? We should constantly be mindful of the people worried by afflictions and bring forth the heart to help them. Learn to tie good affinities with others and always be friendly. To help others is to help yourself. To respect others is to respect yourself. People who deceive others may someday still feel remorseful and can be saved from hell. But those who deceive themselves have no way of escaping at all. If people would sincerely accrue virtues and practice kind deeds, disasters and calamities can either be reduced or eliminated, depending upon the degree of sincerity and kind deeds practiced. The key to success is diligence. The different methods prescribed by the Buddha come from the different needs of living beings. The methods spring forth naturally from the pure, unwavering heart of the Buddha, without the slightest difficulty. The Pure Land method of cultivation is the most difficult to believe and the easiest to practice. A cultivator can be compared to a worm eating its way out of a bamboo tree. When he practices other cultivation methods, he is like a worm eating his way up, taking a long time with tedious effort. If he practices the Pure Land method, it is like he is eating his way sideways through the bamboo. He will attain liberation in a short time with lighter effort. Initially, the Buddha teaches us how to be a good person and ultimately a completely understanding being, just like the Buddha. True virtue and proper conduct are necessary factors in cultivation. If one cannot practice what one preaches, then regardless of how much one knows, they all become useless at the end of his life. Peace of the world is based on peace in the family. Our goal in studying Buddhism and cultivation is to attain complete understanding of life and the universe. When helping others, we should think about benefiting the entire society or even the world instead of limiting our help to just the ones we love. Expanding the boundaries of our care for others makes our lives more meaningful, full of freedom and happiness. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas treat all living beings as they treat themselves. Unlike us, they do not discriminate between themselves and others. Their compassion is equal, and they do not ask for anything in return for their services. Disasters appear according to people's thoughts. If we want to turn the tide of destiny, we must first turn our thoughts toward kindness and compassion. We should be vegetarian, refrain from killing, and constantly be mindful of the Buddha's teachings. Worries arise from the mind. You are wise if you do not let things worry you. Nothing and no one can make you worry without your permission. Accord with the people around you. Do not let your personality get in the way of your relationships with other people. Do not worry yourself with worldly matters. Not only should we be modest when reciting the Buddha's name, we should be modest when doing anything. Our hearts find peace when we understand the law of cause and effect. What goes around comes around. We would cease to blame others for our own misfortunes because we would be aware of the fact that we brought it upon ourselves. When our heart is at peace, we develop concentration, and with concentration, wisdom comes forth. Wisdom is the key to changing our lives for the better, because only with wisdom can we see true reality. If we wish to bring peace to the world, we must start by changing our evil ways. World peace stems from inner peace. The ancients often taught of the way to reach attainment through a vase analogy. A conceited cultivator is like a vase filled to the rim with stagnant water, unable to receive a drop of the true teachings. A cultivator who still holds his own stubborn viewpoints is like an unwashed vase. Any true teachings given to him would instantly be defiled. A cultivator who accepts the teachings but does not put them into practice is like a vase with a hole in the bottom. Everything it receives just leaks right back out again. We should not be like the cultivators above, but should accept the teachings with a pure, humble heart and truly put them into practice. Only through this way are we really worth the teachings we hold. We must cleanse ourselves of greed, hatred, and ignorance. These three poisons are the root behind all our sufferings. True love is undiscriminating, unattaching, and unconditional. We should share this love with all beings. This is called compassion. Living the Buddha's teachings is to fill our lives with utmost wisdom and happiness. In Christianity, faith in God is foremost. In Buddhism, faith in oneself is foremost. We must learn to let go and not be too stubborn with our viewpoints. If this goal can be achieved, then we will be at great ease and live a happy, fulfilling life.